Hey doulas, welcome to a much anticipated episode of the Doula Road Trip Podcast. It's me, your girl, Jariel. I just wanted to say, wow, what a long hiatus. What a long hiatus, unexpected hiatus this show has taken. First of all, let me sincerely apologize from the bottom of my heart for just dropping off the face of the podcast planet without a carrier pigeon, text message, social media post, anything. It absolutely was unexpected, and I cannot believe how long it's been since the last time we got to catch up. So I sincerely apologize for this extended hiatus. Let me say to my OG Doula Road Trip listeners, I see you guys. You guys have pulled up on me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, even in the YouTube comments. Like, I miss you. I miss hearing your voice. When is the podcast coming back? So thank you guys so much for the love and the support and the grace that you guys have extended, and for believing that the show was coming back, and for keeping me accountable to making the show come back for sure. So thank you guys so much for that. To all of the new Doula Road Trip listeners, hey, 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 welcome to the podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and for checking it out. It has been a minute. You guys may not realize that, though, because you're new here. So thank you guys so much for joining and being a part of this journey. I definitely feel like it's been a crazy wild ride, and I'm so excited to have you guys come along the journey with us. First things first, right? Let's do some church announcements. Let's just reset and talk about what to expect from the show moving forward, right? So thing number one that I wanted to say is that moving forward, the show is just going to be me. So we're back to how the show started, with me being the creator and the solo host of the show. I wanted to say that I'm so grateful for the time that Deja and I got to spend as co-hosts. For those of you who have been listening to the show for a while, you know Deja came on about episode 50. She did a podcast episode with me as a guest about virtual doula work, because she is a virtual birth doula. And then from there, we decided to continue to co-host together. And we've done a myriad, oh my goodness, myriad of episodes at this point about business, marketing, mindset shifts, online business. Like, we've done so many amazing episodes together. We've created a lot of amazing content together. We hosted some live virtual classes together. And I just want to say how grateful I am for the season that Deja and I got to spend together as collaborators and co-hosts. I feel like it's so rare to find somebody who matches your passion, your ambition, your enthusiasm, and your vision for what you want to see in any area of your life, but especially when it comes to collaborating in the way that we did in this industry. And so I'm really, really glad for that season. I want to say that I wish Deja like the absolute best with her next chapter. And I'm grateful that we got to build together. I know that I'm a better person. I'm a better doula because of the time that we spent together. It's time that I don't take for granted. And I know it had to be all over the place because, y'all, I don't plan. I'm just like, let's do this. I don't exactly know what all the pieces are or what it's going to look like, but let's just do this. And Deja was like so down to just show up and let things unfold the way that they unfolded. And we had a lot of fun along the journey. So just wishing her the best in the next chapter, and with her growing beautiful family, and just wanted to sincerely say thank you, thank you, thank you. As far as the podcast content goes, let's talk a little bit about that. I started this podcast in 2020. It was like the end of 2020, and I really wanted to showcase something that I feel like I didn't see in our industry, in the podcast space, right? One, I didn't see a podcast that was really driven business for our industry, right? So a lot of the podcasts that I was listening to talked more about the practical side of doula work and not so much the business side of doula work in this space and the journey that they were going through, right? So that's the other thing. A lot of people who podcasted in this space at that time had been in the industry for decades, right? And so there was nobody who was really at the beginning of their journey trying to figure it out and trying to show like what it was like to become a doula, to make this sustainable work, to make the transition and have this be a full-time career and what that looked like year over year over year. And if I'm being quite honest, I myself got away from that vision. I was, I think, afraid of coming out on this podcast and having no clue, right? Because essentially you're figuring it out, right? You're going along and building the road as you go. And so I started to lean on what I saw in other industries, which was podcast hosts that would bring on expert guests, and the expert guests would share their knowledge and expertise. I'm so grateful for every single guest that said yes to the podcast and that made the time to be a guest on the podcast. And I feel like in the future, I still will have some expert guests here and there. However, moving forward, I do want to get back to the vision that I had that I was too afraid to really carry out, which is me by myself doing a lot of solo episodes with this microphone with you guys and being really transparent and vulnerable about what I figured out, what I haven't figured out, the lessons that I'm learning, the experiments that I'm doing or case studies, and the L's that I'm taking, because I feel like it can be so daunting, right, of a task to become a doula and to transition full time into birth work, and then to also be running your own business. And it can feel so lonely when everybody is talking about making 6, 7, 8 figures as entrepreneurs, and you're like, oh my gosh, like it would be great to just replace my corporate salary. It would be great to just get my very first client. It would be great to complete the certification process, right? And while some of those things I have passed and some of those things I have not passed, right? Like I have been certified. I have already gone through training. I have supported my first client. I feel like those are the things that I should have showed you guys way back when I started this podcast, that I kind of glazed over because I don't know. I just felt like that's the side that felt really vulnerable and being transparent there. I'm like, you know what? I would just rather talk to an expert guest than to tell you guys that, you know, it's been the first 6 months of the year and I maybe want to give up on this. Is there really people that want this? I'm becoming a doula in a pandemic. Like, this is wild, right? And so now that I'm on the other side of it, I know that there are things that I still want to do and still want to experience and milestones that I still want to hit that I want to be transparent with you guys about. And then I want to hear from you guys more, and I want to do more episodes with you guys of the Doula Road Trip podcast to really be transparent and to be honest about what it looks like when you're at the beginning and you don't have all your ducks in a row yet, right? And what it really looks like to build from the ground up. Like, I know so many of us are, so many of us have, and so many of us continue to do. And I also want to share with you guys for the future milestones, right? What that's going to look like, right? So share with you guys the vision of what I want my birth business to be, how I want to show up in postpartum work as well, what that's going to look like, things that I'm embarking on for the very first time. And I really want to have you guys come along for the journey, which is the reason that this podcast is called the Doula Road Trip Podcast, because it's supposed to honor the journey, be real about the journey, show the journey, and be unafraid of the journey, because the journey is the whole point, right? So that being said, that's what you guys have to look forward to on the podcast. I hope you guys will still rock with me. There will still be some guest interviews here or there. I feel like they're going to be incorporated, though, at places in my journey where I feel like I need a coach or a mentor to help me sort things out and get to the next level, right? More so than just random things about marketing and business like it has been in the past. It'll be very strategic and it'll be very intentional the way that we have guests on the podcast in the future. I want to hear from you guys too. because you guys have definitely listened to the podcast up until this point, and I appreciate it. But I do want to know, what is it that you want to hear from me in this season and in this space? What would be helpful for us to produce together moving forward on this podcast that will really help you guys to make your dreams of becoming a doula a reality? Because that's why this podcast exists. And I do want this podcast to be a tool, a resource, a guide, right? And something that you can come back to over and over and over again to help you level up and make the impact that we all want to make in this industry. So that is what I wanted to say about the podcast, about the new direction, and about what to expect. In the description of this episode, I'm going to drop two links. The first link is going to be for you guys to give me feedback about what you want to hear in future episodes on the podcast, right? I'm going to keep it very short, very cute. It won't take any more than 60 seconds to fill out. Just, hey, what do you want to hear? What can I do? What can I produce to support you guys? The second link is going to be for all of my aspiring doulas. So if you are an aspiring doula and you know for sure that you want to make this your next goal is to take training and become a certified doula, then I want to see you on a live masterclass, right? So I am hosting masterclasses on Sunday evenings. They are going to be called How to Become an Impactful Doula. And I really do want to share insights and useful gems that you guys can take to make your dreams of becoming a doula a reality. If you have questions about training organizations, about what training looks like, about what certification looks like, I want you to bring those questions to the live masterclass, and we'll be able to produce some content and go through some things that will support you guys and give you guys some things to think about as you're planning your next steps moving into the birth world. And also too, there will be a live Q&A. So if there are questions that come up that you weren't able to ask on the survey, or that you remembered later maybe, or as I'm teaching during the live masterclass, you will have me live and you will be able to ask those questions, okay? So there will be a Q&A. I want to thank you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I look forward to continuing with the podcast. Give me some grace as I'm stretching back in this space and finding a new rhythm and getting together all of the new content and things that I want to share with you guys to up-level your doula career. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.